The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Wednesday morning, that's the 16th of September 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock, the text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And the sun continues to shine in Dublin, which is good news for all of us, despite the fact that there is a sense of a pall of cloud in the air as we head towards what looks like further restrictions, but don't let that get us down. Yesterday was an extraordinary day, and it was compelling to look at, and it was at times difficult to watch, but at the same time, we shouldn't lose sight. That's what I'm thinking this morning. Yeah, it was a crazy day in COVID land, and it was a little messy, and communication-wise, it was a little probably dense, probably quite hard to cut through the details. I found myself on occasion trying to figure out the levels, but we're all trying to acclimatize and get used to it all. But keep an eye on the prize. Let's not lose sight. Three people died yesterday in the figures released. Three families, or a man or a woman, down in their lives that they obviously loved. And that's what this is all about. There's a circus and there's a sideshow and there's a shambles and there's a cluster cuss and there's an omni shambles. And yeah, that's all fine. And that's commentary and that's, we're allowed to do that too. But we don't want more people at funerals and we don't want more grimness in our lives. We had that. We don't want to go back there. The increases in the numbers are horrible and they're enormous. And it's just awful that we also have to look at pub owners and businesses broadly speaking. Look at Dublin city centre is like a ghost town. It's like the Walking Dead going in there sometimes. This is really hard on people. So people are suffering desperately at all class of levels. Mental health, that's the great undefinable in some ways. It's an intangible. And you feel low and you feel bluesy and you feel down. You go, am I depressed? Or am I just sad? Or am I trying to just comprehend this pandemic? It's really difficult. So everyone's going through a lot of stuff at the moment. And that's why it comes down to the most basic thing, the most basic message. That's all we really need to know for all the levels and the bits and the closing and the noise. It comes down to the thing. When I went to the National Ambulance Service a few weeks ago, they said, there's only one message, Ryan, tell them. So what's that? Wash your hands. Socially distance. Wear a mask. Cough into the elbow. I'm going to add one more to that. Be patient, lads. Just be patient. It is a tough. Everyone's doing the best. Do you think anyone doesn't want us to be okay? Whatever your party or your politics, they're all trying their best. And maybe they make a mistake along the way. But they're not against you. And that's what this is. Wash your hands, socially distance, wear a mask, use your elbows. I mean, it really is that simple. It's very prosaic. And we'll have to be a little bit locked down in Dublin. But look, Kildare did it. Offaly did it. Laois did it. Now it's our turn. The numbers are too big. And that's it. This isn't about blame. It's not about judgment. It's not about pointing fingers. It's just saying, come on, let's keep the show on the road. Let's keep our eye on the prize. Let's survive, you know, and mind each other and get through this. Because there are 99 days to Christmas. And you go, how dare you mention Christmas? You are a horrible. I'm turning. I don't care. I hate you. Oh, that's fine. But I had several conversations yesterday with totally different people and groups of people about Christmas. And at the back of a lot of people's minds are the fact that as we head towards our first ever Christmas in a pandemic, which sounds kind of crazy, but it's what we're heading towards, is that we are going to have stripped down Christmas. It's going to be, the reality is we are now going to have difficult decisions, which will be, you're coming, you can't, families are going to have those conversations. And my advice is, and whether you like it, and I'm going to say it anyway, have them now. So there's no pain heading towards it. You can't have them quite now because we don't know what the restrictions will be on December the 25th. But no harm saying, do you know what, let's aim towards a stripped down Christmas this year. probably nothing wrong with it, ultimately. So what I'm going to suggest is you have a series of boutique gatherings in the weekends before Christmas, in the Saturdays and Sundays before. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have turkeys. Just get some chickens in. Have a small roast. Get half a box of crackers. Have a few selection boxes. And get a tree in early. Toy show night, whatever it might be. And just invite people around within the restrictions. And just say, you're coming that Saturday. You're coming that Sunday. You're coming. And then on Christmas Day, it's just core. And I think that would rather than saying, listen, it'll be grand on Christmas Day. I'm just having every 17 households will be grand. We'll have a big turkey and it'll be gone by midnight. The virus doesn't understand crackers and gift giving and Christmas trees. The virus isn't our friend. So it's not the government. And it's not the shambles over there. And it's not half a test over there and a bit of a cabinet over there. That's not the enemy. Let's not lose sight of the enemy. The enemy is the bloody virus, lads. So boutique Christmases. That's where we should be going. And then by Christmas Day, you're going to have this really beautiful Christmas about, which will be low-key, intimate, less fussy, and, dare I say it, possibly more enjoyable. Yeah. And breathe. I keep saying, everybody, hold. Don't lose the head altogether. Brenda says, maybe you could do a piece on the Late Late Show about how not to wear the mask in terms of handling it and face mask. We can have a look at that. I've had a Christmas conversation already, says the text. It's really important to do it. I think so too. And it's not hysterical. It doesn't have to be kind of like, oh, what am I going to do? Christmas is ruined. It's not. Christmas has changed. School has changed for kids. And look at the kids. Look at the children in Ireland. How amazing have they been with the school restrictions? I have heard no complaints about masks and teachers now. Everyone's just been amazing. So if they take your example from the children and the amazing teachers around the country, the million children, the tens of thousands of teachers who are getting on with it and not causing a fuss and slagging and mocking and taking to their phones to say it's a shambles. Hold. Okay, we'll get there. It's a pandemic, lads. It's very different circumstances. A stripped down Christmas sounds brilliant, says Bernard. Exactly. It could be one of those beautiful occasions where you just go, no, it's nice. Listen to the carol. Listen to Silent Night. Listen to it in German even better. It's beautiful. You know, it doesn't have to be Slade. It can be actually a beautiful choir. Listen to it. It's a gorgeous thing. Smell the tree. Get the old baubles out. Don't have the shiny big, you don't have new everything and sparkling this and bling that. Go old school. Now, where else are we on? 51552. 515, should I give you another number altogether? 51551. John in Phibsborough says, I'm delighted we have witnessed the death of the office Christmas party, at least temporarily. Yes. Imagine the thought of having to go out with your programme team for drinks. God, torture on it. I mean, I'm okay, but I mean, others have. what else have I got for you? Well, I'm not sure about you're going to talk about the. I'm sure you're going to talk about the new measures, says Kerry. Just to say, I've no problems understanding the new restrictions. I think they're clear enough. Seems to me, if the opposition politicians or the people that don't like the measures cry confusion, it doesn't make sense. We simply need to curtail all that. Yeah, the opposition, they're within their rights to give out, but I think they shouldn't lose sight either of a bit of clarity. Ailish says, I actually like the idea of a stripped back Christmas. You've made me smile this morning at the thought. Exactly. Nice and easy. Ryan, you might as well put up a tree for Halloween. Sure, why not? You will not beat me down with your cynicism on this one. We're going to do this. And listen, if you want to have a go, tweet. 51551 being the text number. Shall we have a little look and see? Ryan, every year people gripe about how exhausting the Christmas roundabout can be, says Siobhan. What an opportunity for hibernation and rest and relaxation. Books by the fire, walks in the park, mulled wine, books by the fire, walks in mulled wine, books by the fire. Yeah, I get the point. And it's absolutely the case. I finished a great book this morning before I came in by Robert Harris called V2 about the Germans who made these rockets that were rained down on London. And, you know, it kind of breaks through the horror of war. And we're going to talk to Robert Harris tomorrow live here on the programme about his latest book. And it's a short enough book, but he writes so beautifully. I was reading a not so great book and it's lovely to be able to put that down and pick something up and go, that's more, that's delicious. Mr. Creative Solutions, as always, says the text, several fun-sized Christmas gatherings in the lead up to Christmas. It's a wonderful idea. Yes, what I'm trying to say is this is doable, and it could actually be much nicer rather than having 20 people mulling around and milling around and wrapping paper around. You say, see you there, see you there, see you there. Gently does it. Miriam was on. You're right, this morning the schools and teachers are playing a blinder, just quietly getting on with it. Much needed calmness. Thank you. Yeah, but you see, if you look at too much noise and you kind of, it can be contagious, and then you go, yeah, well, why should I wear a mask? No one else. It is chaos and shambles. And then we all lose. Do you want to hear about somebody amazing who died last night? Pat Smullen. There's a man. Brian Flanagan, writing today in the Irish Daily Star, says Irish racing has lost one of its genuine superstars with the passing of Pat Smullen. The racing community was rocked last night with the news of Smullen's untimely death in Dublin's St. Vincent's Hospital. So sad. Less than a 5-minute walk down from this very room, Pat passed away, and he lost his battle with cancer. He just turned 43 in May and was one of the finest flat jockeys Ireland has ever produced. Brilliant career, which saw him win big races at home and all over the world. The Offaly born rider was still very much in his prime when he was struck down with cancer in March 2018. And he was so dignified with it. And I spoke to Pat on the Late Late Show in May of last year. You may or may not have seen that, but I'd like to remind you about that conversation because it's worth pausing in the middle of all of this to remember some of the reality check, if you like. And I spoke to him. And I asked him that evening if he'd had a mortality check himself in the wake of that diagnosis.
To be honest with you, Ryan, I didn't let it get in on top of me. And I never thought I was going to die. You know, I never allowed myself to think that. I think that was very, very important, because I think if you start to think like that, then you start to get negative thoughts, and then I think you get onto a slippery slope.
Yes.
So, but yeah, of course, I mean, you have three young kids and a wife, and you know, you want to be around, and of course you think about all some days the negative side of it, but in general, I just had a very positive outlook on it.
And of course, that would have helped Pat and his family along. And I want to play one other piece, because I asked him about the importance of success and if his diagnosis had made him look at his vast and incredible amount of achievements differently.
When I was writing, and you know, it was all about winning. It was all about delivering. Winning big races were great, but it was all about tomorrow. But now that, you know, unfortunately, it probably took something like this, as serious as this, for me to have a reality check and realise what life is really all about. And thankfully, you know, you have to look at the silver lining to everything, and that maybe this has happened and given me enough time to stop now and look and enjoy my children.
So what is life all about, Pat?
It's all about being happy and being well.
Well, now, how about that? I mean, it's so obvious, and it's right in front of us. And it takes the likes of, now I'm sad to say, the late Pat Smullen to tell us that. He was the quintessential family man, we're told this morning, and his wife, Frances, herself a former champion trainer, and three children, Hannah, Paddy and Sarah, were regulars at his races. We're thinking about them all this morning, and may he rest in peace. Lord, oh Lord. Right, 51551 is the text number. I could tell you one or two things in the papers this morning, and I'll get back to them later on. It doesn't feel really right to be talking about that sort of thing right now. What I'll do is I'll play a nice tune for you. Keep the music coming, nice and Irish as it happens, with this track from James Vincent McMorrow. Hello, nicely. James Vincent McMorrow starting us off, musically at least, with me and my friends at 9:20 this Wednesday morning. You know the way Apple keep producing new watches and phones and everything? I'm always flabbergasted by the cult of Apple and how people go to conventions to watch some guy in a polo neck tell you that they have a new phone. But imagine how interested you must be in technology to go to the Church of Apple for a sermon on the Apple 11. And then I think, well, if that's your bag, that's your bag. Don't be so intolerant. Let them go and see the man with the polo neck, tell them about the new phone, the fact that it has a new headphones that'll cost you more and won't be compatible with anything else you've ever used, and that's going to cost you more as a direct result. Let them do that and go and visit the Church of Apple and pray to the ghost of Steve Jobs and hope that the phones get better and more interesting. Anyway, Apple has unveiled two new smartwatches and a new fitness service for Apple Watch users in a virtual event from the US headquarters. That's news. It means nothing to me, but for a lot of people out there, this is groundbreaking and the earth will move. Jodie Comer, meanwhile, of Killing Eve fame, has been posting, according to Vogue.ie, has been posting pictures of herself swimming in Dublin. They're all here. They're all knocking around. Ben Affleck's there. Adam Driver's here. Matt Damon, you're all welcome. And Jodie Comer was at the Vico Baths, or the 40-foot or thereabouts, yesterday, it seems. And she posted a picture saying, "Thanks a million, Ireland," followed by a freezing emoji to convey how cold the sea really was. And I hope she had a nice swim. A lot of people swimming at the moment because of this little tail end of an Indian summer, which people are enjoying, which is great. I was able to finish my Robert Harris book in my garden. A cup of coffee yesterday. I thought, this is nice. It's out of my face like a cat. I'll take that. Well, what else we got? I'm crying here listening to Pat Smullen, a hero before his illness and a hero all the way through. But I think it's overwhelming because of the perspective it lends to everything else you've been talking about this morning. Yeshde Gareva Anam. Thanks for the lovely tribute. Well, I was only giving you the man's words himself, and appropriate, I think. Damien is Lahinch, is in Lahinch, I should say. He said, you're the voice of reason. Yes. Could you write that in bigger print? Common sense and calmness. No hysteria. No creating drama for the sake of it. Almost every other radio presenter I listened to get it went up and looking for faults and problems. Well, even before the pandemic, this was the case. So look, what you're saying is you're looking for a little bit of seek first to understand and then to be understood. And I think that's kind of what we need, because I'm only going from the base that I'm watching my new 6-1 like everyone else. And I'm thinking, what is happening? And there is a useful living with COVID plan. It's on the front page of the Irish Times. I'm sure it's on the HSE site. And, but as I keep saying about the plans, the real plan is wash your hands, keep a distance, wear a mask. That needs to be on. That's it, really. Your stripped back Christmas is a great idea. And when you said about things about like new blingy decorations, I'm still using a set of beautiful glass decorations my husband, then boyfriend, gave me the first Christmas we were together 16 years ago. So much love and memories when I take them out each year. So big love to my gorgeous husband, Andrew Williamson, from Denise in Kildare. Yeah, that's it. Keep it simple. As you speak of mini Christmases, yes, in the plural, Nana Tess. My 4-year-old granddaughter played Santa last week for her mum and 1-year-old brother. It was sent to the family on video and it made us all smile. She spent ages wrapping up silly presents and I dressed up as Santa. Well, who dressed up Santa? But she got on her with her brother's little tricycle as their sleigh and then starting her journey to the sitting room to deliver the presents she had spent and sent her mum and her brother. So you had a lovely big Christmas day, which sounds lovely, and that's the way to do it. Why not? RIP, says Carmel to Pat Smullen. The message is simple. Cherish every day. I've had so many calls and about this, obviously not my time. I was close to death a few times. We need to cherish life. I love every minute of every day. That's the attitude. That is the attitude. The only corporate Apple that was worth our devotion was the one which appeared in the middle of the Beatles' vinyl records. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, when you say it like that... I'm just tempted. You know, it's very tempting. .9 27. That was an uplifting, positive opening this morning. Just what I needed to hear. Well, look, I wasn't trying to do it to win votes, as it were. I was just, it was on my mind. I wanted to share with you and see how you feel about it. Thanks for setting a great tone this morning. By Christmas, we'll be facing into a full year of not having seen my daughters in Italy. She is, your daughter, I presume. Yeah, she is a high risk category and we haven't seen her since January the 9th. That is tough. She's a widow. She's one son, one grandchild, and they both lived there. And I cannot even speak to people who popped off for sun holidays this summer. My family are in Wexford and my mother will be nearly 90 by then, so we won't be going there either. So spare a thought for those long distance grandparents getting through this alone, says Nolan. I will, of course. It's interesting when you talk about the virus like this. A lot of people come in and say, but what about? And but what about, those three words come up all the time. So you say, well done to the frontline workers and the nurses and the postmen and women and the doctors and whatever. And people say, but what about? When we say frontline workers, you can take it from I really mean this from my heart. I mean every frontline worker, whether you're stacking shelves or you're teaching or so there's no you don't need to but what about us, because I mean all of you. I mean all of them. And equally, I noticed this morning, for example, a lot of older people saying, but what about us? We are like acutely aware and have been from the minute this horrible thing came into our lives of you. I have a mother. I worry about her. I worry about the sanity of people and her friends and my uncles and aunties and people who are unwell. I know that you've been tested by this thing, like in a way that you've never been tested in your lives. So here's my point. I come in here every morning and I talk to you and I talk about you and I talk about my life and our lives and how difficult it is in this pandemic. If you have a but what about us, I'm going to say to you, why don't you tell me what we can do to make your life easier? What can we do to make your life better? And I'll share it then. So if you're somebody who's 75 or 85 or 95 or 105, old isn't old anymore. It was when I was growing up. 70 was old. And now it's not. I've met too many 80 and 98 somethings who simply aren't old as we knew it. It's changed. Science, evolution, whatever you want to call it. So you tell me, 51551, if you want to email me throughout the day and say, on ryan@rte.ie and say, this is what we need to hear from you guys, you in the media, you in the Late Late Show, you on the radio. That's what we're here for. It's public service. Use it. Some people, says Sarah, could do with an educational TV show on how to get online or use a smartphone or a tablet, etc. I've been trying to figure out how to teach a neighbour 2 metres apart outside, not going to fly. Yeah, well, these are the things that can bother you. Lots more texts come in. We'll get to them all after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's see what you've been saying. You're busy on the text this morning, by the way. Thank you for all of them. 51551. Claire in Tralee says, my granddaughter, Abigail, age six, has asked, will Santa Claus have to have a COVID test as he visits lots of houses? She had one last week and tested negative. Let me be 100% undilutedly clear to your granddaughter, Abigail, as a representative of every child that lives on this island this Wednesday morning. As the toy man, I'm entitled to know a little thing or two more than most when it comes to these things. And yes, we have back-channel conversations with the North Pole. It's a diplomatic core thing. Can't get into any great detail, but you need to know this. And you can play this back on the podcast later on. Children of Ireland, COVID does not affect Santa Claus. Stop. Any niggling doubt in your mind, stop. Any worry, anxiety, unpleasantness about what Santa, if he can or can't come, stop. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's happening. The man lives in the North Pole. He is the most un-COVID-y person to ever exist. He's been self-isolating for the whole year. He gets at, and when he delivers those gifts, he gets on that sleigh and he's outdoors most of the time. He does a major COVID test pre and post gig, and then that's it till next year. So I don't want to hear one worry, one scintilla of anxiety. The big man's coming. Okay? That's that. So that's that bit done. Whew! What else have we got for you this morning? A lot going on today. Shall we tell you about a competition? Do you want to go away? Everyone needs a holiday. We should all go away together. We should all be handing out 500 euro vouchers for original Irish hotels for everyone in the audience. I can't do that, but I can give them to two of you this morning. Original Irish hotels, made up of a range of traditional and boutique hotels and castles and manor and country houses, all run by locals. This is great. Ensuring a unique experience every time. A stay in an original Irish hotel supports local businesses, offering a wonderful, unique staycation experience. And we have two more 500 euro vouchers to give away on the show today. And I think today, more than any other day for some time recently, is the day that you need this lovely holiday. And it's a great place. Go to the website, because you'll see all the various hotels you might want to stay in. And like I say, all run by locals. This is so important for the locals' economy. around the country. You can stay in any of their 60 unique owner-run hotels located in Ireland. So call us now, 1850-715-900, and we'll have a chat with you after that. Shall we take a tune? Yeah, we'll go here because Madonna is making a film about her life, and she's going to make it. She might as well. It's kind of Trumpy, but it's Madonna. A little different for us, but nothing wrong with that either. It's Madonna and Ray of Light at 10 to 10. Now, let me just take a text. Catherine was on to say, listening to Ivan Perry this morning about speech disfluency, his own experience, the concept of serve and return and the importance of early intervention. He's, in fact, a brilliant communicator, educator, leader and a supporter of others. Well said. I'm 68 years old. I was asking if you are of a certain vintage and you want to talk to us this morning, do. And here's one which says, I'm only 68, but in the group to be shielded and I'm cocooning. Right. It drives me mad as we are seen as the problem. It's as if COVID would not matter if we were not around. I've never felt my age and I have a young outlook. However, I feel I've aged 10 years in the past 6 months just from a mental perspective. And that's we now hear your voice. So the next thing is, what do we do with that? And let's have a think about that. But thank you is what I'm trying to say. An appreciative Mayo listener, so-called, says, can Santa's diplomatic council also bear in mind that Santa is COVID-proof due to his intrinsic magical and supernatural qualities? That's a given. Why are you telling me that? We know that. Stripped back Santa could also be a thing this year, where Santa brings quality, not quantity. Actually, that's a better point, because I said this in July, which was that the Santa had said, can we get orders in early to the elves, because demand is going to be such that he mightn't be able to get all the material for the elves to get the things that they need to make the toys and so on and so forth. So vote early, but don't vote often. In other words, as I've said this before, I'll say it again briefly, that Santa was saying that there is no CAO form style thing where you go, I want this. There's no change of mind form this year. It's gone. You get one go. So I think that's fair enough, given that there's a pandemic. I mean, even Santa needs a bit of, you know, leeway in this regard. So that's fair enough too. Right, go softly into the day and enjoy yourselves and mind yourselves and mind each other. And we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned for Clare Byrne, and thank you for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.